A plea to coexist can be reduced to an optimistic bumper sticker. It can also nurture a mindset that ultimately rejects hate. One source in Dina Kraft's story on efforts to bridge the deep Israeli-Palestinian divide describes the reflection and intentionality he sees as being central to any such shift. His views, and those of others in the story, are grounded in lived experience. They reflect an open-heartedness that can overcome doubt. We are learning from spiritual and faith leaders, security leaders, and from other conflict areas that were resolved, he told Dina. The path is long, but it is there, and it's not naive, as Dina's story credibly shows, to keep seeking it. It's Monday, June 2nd. This is the Monitor Daily Podcast. Good morning. I'm Clay Collins. First, our curation of news briefs from staff writers and wire services. Many of these are developing stories. Find the latest updates at csmonitor.com/newsbriefs. More than a half million immigrants can be deported. The U.S. Supreme Court on Friday cleared the way for the Trump administration to strip temporary legal protections for migrants from Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Venezuela while the case proceeds. A federal judge in Boston had blocked the administration's push to end the program. The border of Pakistan and India cooled. The country's militaries have brought troop levels almost down to levels from before conflict erupted between the nuclear-armed neighbors, a senior Pakistani general said Friday. 4 days of clashes followed an April 22nd attack in Indian Kashmir that killed 26 people, most of them tourists. New Delhi blamed the incident on terrorists backed by Pakistan, a charge denied by Islamabad. Also, Google was back in federal court. The tech firm seeks to fend off the U.S. Justice Department's attempt to curb its internet empire, even as it navigates a shift to artificial intelligence. The legal proceeding will ultimately determine the changes imposed upon the company in the wake of its search engine being declared an illegal monopoly last year. Closing arguments were on Friday. U.S. District Judge Amit Mehta plans to issue a decision before Labor Day. Now, today's Monitor stories. As always, you can go to csmonitor.com for our latest news. In the early part of his second term, U.S. President Donald Trump has presented a vision of the Western Hemisphere that harkens back to a 19th century spheres of influence approach to international affairs. The regions of North, Central, and South America should be exclusively the United States' economic, diplomatic, and military domain. This approach is disrupting the post-war global order and the system of regional alliances led by the U.S. and its allies for nearly 75 years, experts say. We looked at historical precedents and at what's different today. Howard LaFranchi reports from Chancay, Peru, Panama City, and Washington for The Monitor. In the aftermath of October 7, 2023, Maoz Inan, an Israeli whose parents were killed in Hamas's attack, joined with a fellow entrepreneur, Aziz Abu Sara, a Palestinian from East Jerusalem whose older brother was killed in the First Intifada. Under the banner of their group, Standing Together, they advocate for reconciliation, equality, and justice. They say they can see their impact growing. Invitations to speak in Israel now come from schools and universities. It can be difficult for Israelis and Palestinians to work together openly. Activists can be viewed as traitors. But they are offering, says Mr. Abu Sara, the only viable answer to the current reality. Dina Kraft reports from Jerusalem for The Monitor. After looking imminent only weeks ago, peace talks on the war in Ukraine have been halting. The latest attempt to hash out a deal looks set for Monday, but Russia, Ukraine, and the United States all still seem far apart. Russia maintains that at least the outlines of a final settlement must be reached before any ceasefire can be implemented. Meanwhile, reports suggest that Russia is preparing a major summer military offensive, regardless of the course of the talks. Fred Weir reports from Moscow for The Monitor. The shift toward electric cars in the United States hit a speed bump in May when the Senate voted to revoke a California mandate that sought to kick in next year and raise the percentage of new passenger vehicles sold there that must be zero emission to 100% by 2035. Nearly a dozen states were in step. We looked at why California plays such an outsized role in auto emission standards, why this has met strenuous pushback, and where things might go from here. Francine Kiefer reports from Pasadena, California, for The Monitor. As the housing crisis spreads, California's Santa Clara County is pioneering a private-public model. Working directly with landlords and using private capital, the homelessness prevention system provides short-term cash assistance for tenants facing an eviction. That keeps families in their own homes instead of waiting for them to become homeless to help. Since the program's launch as a pilot in 2017, it has helped thousands of people from falling into homelessness each year. That's a win for the whole United States, too. Troy Aiden Sambajon reports from San Jose and Sunnyvale, California, for The Monitor. Now, commentary from The Monitor's editorial board on what Europeans hold dear. A newly released survey of public opinion across the European Union finds an amazing sentiment. Most people put democratic rule of law above many other EU priorities, such as climate protection or the sharing of financial resources. Citizens take the fundamental norms of the EU seriously and are also willing to engage in costly actions to sustain these principles, wrote three scholars who commissioned the poll. A second finding was just as stark. Even in member states where norms of democracy are backsliding, significant portions of the population might welcome EU sanctions, even at the cost of losing EU funds for their country. The poll was timely. On May 27th, EU officials again ratcheted up pressure on Hungary for its rule of law breaches. The union is already withholding 18 billion euros, $20.4 billion, in funds from the country, which is facing budgetary and economic woes. And as Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orbán continues to support measures restricting basic freedoms and judicial independence, more European leaders are moving toward what is called the nuclear option, or ending Hungary's voting rights in the bloc. At least 19 out of 25 other member states support such a move, reported Politico. As the survey suggests, the wind is in the EU's sails if it takes such a drastic step. On May 22nd, more than two dozen members of the European Parliament urged the bloc's leaders to freeze all of Hungary's EU funds. In July, the EU will begin to discuss its next seven-year budget and could tighten up conditions for that money on countries that violate its core values. Hungary's European isolation and drift toward political pariah status have accelerated, concluded the Hungarian opposition daily newspaper Népszava. Meanwhile, inside the country, Mr. Orbán now faces a serious challenge in next year's elections from a conservative and more EU-friendly opposition leader, Péter Magyar. On May 18th, tens of thousands of Hungarians marched in a protest against the government's erosion of civil liberties. The survey made one more point. Citizens who identify with Europe perceive the EU as a community bound by shared values. Threats to that collective identity can fuel support for sanctions to protect those values. And among those values, rule of law rules the roost. The stories you just heard are from today's newsletter. Find these stories and more at csmonitor.com. For more Monitor podcasts, go to csmonitor.com/podcasts. For other audio offerings from our parent organization, go to christianscience.com/audio. Today's Christian Science Spiritual Perspective contributor shares how looking to God as the source of infinite goodness opens the door to a more expansive harmony and joy in our relationships with others. Find the full column at csmonitor.com/csperspective. Thanks to today's audio production team, Jeff Turton and Mackenzie Farkas.
This podcast is produced by the Christian Science Monitor in Boston, Massachusetts, USA. Copyright 2025.